May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another motivating episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, whichever country, whichever city, whatever season you are experiencing, we are hoping that yourself and your family members are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you are making dua for yourself, for your family and your community, your society, then remember the Ummah in your du'as, because in many parts of the world, in different parts of the world, the Ummah is going through great trials and tribulations, great difficulties. Make du'a that those who are sick, who have medical problems, Allahu Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grants them shifa, cure. That those who are going through financial problems, those who are drowning in debts, Allah Azza wa Jal grant them relief. And Allah Azza wa Jal grant those Muslims who are suffering at the hands of oppressors, grant them protection against the oppressors. Today we are going to be discussing something which is near and dear to every single one of us, and the benefits of reciting it, the benefits of keeping in touch with it, getting connected to it. That is the glorious Quran. We will share firstly some Madani pearls of advices, thereafter different surahs which have different benefits and blessings for reciting those surahs. So stay tuned, inshallah azawajal. Perhaps you may be going through a difficulty that by reciting the glorious Quran, by reciting those ayat or those surahs, you will get relief through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Before we proceed, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey these messages to others as well. Even if you don't have any of the problems that we will be discussing, you may know somebody. So try to have a notebook or diary. You can jot down the important Madani pearls and the different wada'if, the different invocations, and always refer to it at a later stage. As it is mentioned, that ink is the best memory. And Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that capture knowledge by writing it down. There are so many wonderful and splendid excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durood-e Pak. The one who recites Durood-e Pak one time, Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu grants a person 10 virtues, 10 rewards, forgives 10 sins, and raises that person's status in his court by 10 times. Just for reciting one Durood Sharif. But our target must be on a daily basis the recitation of 313 times Durood-e Pak. By doing this, that person, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be included, inshallah azawajal, amongst those who recite Durood-e Pak and Salawat in abundance. Don't waste your life away. Your life is precious. Each individual Life is precious and life is short. Don't waste it away in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no benefit in this world, the grave, and the hereafter. Create this mindset. Be part of this environment of Dawud Islami, which gives this mindset that daily I need to dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran, to recite salawat, durood-e paak, istighfar, dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources. These things will help us if done with the correct intentions and correctly. It will help us inshallah in this world, the grave, and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran is kalamullah, the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, the words of my creator. It's not any kind of book. It is the most special book, full of wisdom, full of guidance for the believers. There are commandments on things to do and things not to do. Those things which are prohibited, essentially it's because it's bad for the human being. But when last did I pick up a copy of the Quran, or at least on my phone? When last did I read the Quran? We are advised every day, try. Consistency is important. You know, they say, without commitment, you won't start. And without consistency, you won't end. Let us become consistent and at least recite the glorious Quran, a minimum of 3 verses with translation from Kanzul Iman, and read the tafsir, the commentary as well, from Siratul Jinan, Nurul Irfan, Khazainul Irfan, Miftahul Ihsan. In English is available, 2 volumes are out. So we get the correct understanding of the message of those ayat and verses. And believe me, when you start reading and understanding what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, my creator, my cherisher, my sustainer, the one to whom I'm going to return sooner than I realize, is telling me, is wanting from me, is ordering me or forbidding me, that's something else. It's a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever recites the glorious Quran every day, in the morning, in the evening, not only does he collect an abundance of virtues, rewards, thawab, but through the blessings of the glorious Quran, that person is cured of inner and outer diseases, spiritual ailments and medical ailments as well. A person approached the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and complained of a sore throat. Guess what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to do? A sore throat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, recite the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. Another person presented himself in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and complained of chest pains in the chest. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised him, recite the glorious Quran. Allahu jalla jalaluhu has stated, wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and cure for the hearts. Subhanallah. The glorious Quran is the best medicine for various types of sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, even chronic problems. As Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, khayru dawa'i al-Quran. The best medicine is al-Quran. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he has said that the best amulet, ta'weed. The best amulet is that which is carried out through the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Isra, verse 82, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we send down in the Quran that which is a cure for the Muslims and a mercy, and it increases only ruin for the unjust. Subhanallah. Listen to this parable, this authentic narration. Sayyiduna Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was a great scholar of Islam. Once he became so ill that he fell into a coma, unconscious. The people, his family, presumed that he had passed away. Allahu Akbar. They shrouded him. They buried him. When he regained consciousness in the qabr, in the grave, he was startled, he was shocked that I'm inside a grave. And in the state of deep anxiety and worry and stress, he remembered a narration that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, Allah Azza wa Jal would remove his troubles, and trouble will turn into relief. So Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi started to recite Surah Yasin. Everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. What a beautiful surah. Every surah is beautiful without a shadow of doubt. He started reciting Surah Yasin. He reached the 39th time, the 39th recitation of Surah Yasin, and a shroud thief begins to dig his grave. From the top, the shroud thief is digging. And he came to realize this through divinely bestowed insight. He became aware that there's a shroud thief digging. He finished the 40th recitation of Surah Yasin. And just then, the shroud thief completely had dug open his qabr, his grave. And he exits from the grave. He comes out. The shroud thief sees this. And there and then, in that shock and that extreme fear, he dies. Falls down dead. Allahu Akbar. Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi taught that, you know, if I go to my village, people are going to get terrified that we buried him at night and he's walking around. What does he do? He goes to each house. He knocks on the door and he makes an announcement. I am Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. You all thought I had passed away, but I did not. Well, buried me, but I was alive. And I am alive. I did not pass away. He made this announcement. Each door, he's banging on the door and he makes this announcement to each door, each household in that village, in that town. Subhanallah. After this incident, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi goes on to write a commentary of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One needs to have yaqeen, tawakkul ala Allah, trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our scholars, our teachers told us that trust Allah, don't test Allah azza wa jal. That okay, let me try it out. Let me recite that those 40 times. Let's see what happens. Where's the yaqeen? Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in charge. He is the opener of doors, the remover of calamities. He is the one that is the creator of opportunities. Keep turning to Him in obedience, in du'as. So have trust, complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He trusted Allah jalla jalaluhu the most of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, the pious predecessors, the Ahlullah, the people of Allah. They had firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's unfortunate that in the era that we are living in, our trust is not firm. The exceptions are there, certainly. But many of us, the trust in Allah is something. Or that complete trust, I leave it to my Allah. Let us develop this. Let us grow it. A way of doing that is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, to obey the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a wonderful book called Jannati Zewar. And obtain this book from Maktabatul Madina. You will find these ayat or these surahs, these surahs that I'm talking about, or I will be talking about, and the benefit and blessing that lies in reciting those ayat, those verses, or those surahs, those surahs. Take for example, if a person recites Suratul Fatiha, the opening surah, 100 times, and then makes dua, obviously for something permissible. So reciting Suratul Fatiha 100 times and then makes dua, that dua will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Easy, simple. If you are afflicted by spiritual problems, by interference of shayateen and jinn in your home. Now something before I mention the surah to recite. Every day, call up the adhan. Adhan is one beautiful way of chasing shaitan away. Therefore, adhan is also called out when a person is buried. Shaitan tries to interfere with the mayyit, the deceased person, when he's being questioned by Munkar Nakir. Shaitan tries to confuse the deceased person. So call out the adhan, chase him away. So every day, call out the adhan in the home. Make sure you have a Quran there. Make sure the house is not like a graveyard, where there's no salah taking place, no Quran is being recited, no tasbihat, no dhikrullah, no durud-e-paak. We should be the role models and also encourage our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whoever is staying in the house, to also do some form of ibadat in the home. Subhanallah. Be sure not to keep any pictures of animate objects, people, animals, etc., portraits, as this is a way of preventing the entry of angels of mercy into that home. Recite Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah. It's the longest surah of the Quran, but this is ideal. The recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah is ideal for chasing shaitan and jinn away from the home. You may also visit any Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cure stall, for a home binding ta'weed and for a ta'weed for barakah, for blessings in the home as well. If a person is jobless, if a person is going through financial distress, financial problems, unemployment, then recite Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is also excellent for the removal of poverty, the removal of dependency. And this will bring us back to a point we mentioned earlier, trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal, that we should be dependent solely on Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ayatul Kursi helps to remove poverty, dependency from a person's life. Sometimes it happens that I myself invite deprivation, bebarkati, deprivations into my home, a lack of blessings in my home by doing certain things. Now, there's a beautiful booklet called Causes and Solutions of Deprivations, which you can obtain from Maktabatul Madina, the hard copy, and or you can download it for free from dawoodislami.net. Read that booklet. It, in one sitting, you'll finish it in just a few minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes, you can finish it. And have a look at those reasons for deprivation, for being deprived of blessings in your home, in your life, family. And believe me, some of those things we will be guilty of. For example, if the food is dished out, the food is waiting for me, I'm busy on my phone, busy somewhere else, and the food is on the table or the dining mat, and the food is waiting for me. Or I'm eating on the bed without a dining mat on. Subhanallah. Or I'm leaving cobwebs in the home. Do I walk ahead of the mashayikh and the elders? And like this, there's many different reasons that are there. And if you are engaged in any of those reasons, and one by one try to cut them out. Be punctual with your 5 daily salahs. Do good. Refrain from evil. Follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Recite the glorious Quran. Fulfill rites. All of these things need to be in their place. So Ayatul Kursi is very good for removal of poverty and dependency. And with that, if one recites Suratul Waqi'ah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, the whole surah, every day, then that person would never suffer from starvation through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suratul Waqi'ah, recite this every day, inshallah azza wa jal, you will never suffer from starvation. Allahu Akbar. We all know, we all heard about Dajjal and the mischief that he is going to cause on planet Earth. He's going to travel everywhere around the globe, spreading his lies, his deceptions, his evil. For safety against the evil of Dajjal, memorize the last 10 verses of Suratul Kahf and try to recite Suratul Kahf every Jumu'ah, every Friday. Try to get your children to also memorize it. Because if we may not be around at that time, maybe somebody from my lineage might be around. So transfer this knowledge to your children so that they can transfer to their children, to their children. Allah will grant us protection against the machinations, the evils, the mischief of Dajjal, and our future generations as well. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who visits the graves of his parents or one of them every Jumu'ah, every Friday, and then recites Surah Yasin next to the grave, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness for him in place of each letter of Surah Yasin. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah. There's so many ways of earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's so many ways of earning good deeds. Many people are always looking for ways of getting multiple income streams. Where's the best ways to invest? How do I make more money? Imagine if I have that mindset, that kind of drive and passion and ambition and enthusiasm. If I used that as well, how can I earn more thawab? Tomorrow I'm gone, today I'm gone. Gone and never returning. How can I earn more reward? There's so many ways. So many simple ways as well. Look at this. Surah Yasin, next to the grave of your parent on a Jumu'ah, on a Friday. Every letter, for every letter the person will be granted forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. If you have some trouble in your life, recite Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan for the removal of any trouble in your life. A person who is experiencing sakharatul maut, the pangs of death, the agonies of death, if you recite Suratul Jathiyah and blow towards them, do dumb on them, then the person will have a peaceful end. Suratul Jathiyah and do dumb on the person. And for ease in the agony of death, recite Suratul Nazi'at. So Suratul Jathiyah and do dumb on them, and Suratul Nazi'at. Recite these surahs for the person to have a peaceful end. What a huge favor you will be doing for that person. That person who is in that condition, cannot recite anything, is experiencing severe pains, is desperate. Imagine if somebody does this. What a favor. Allahu Akbar. Allah will grant us a good end in the state of purity, a good shaheed maut whilst we are fasting in the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi'. Grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus in the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all marhumeen, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of His mercy, for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant them maghfirah. Forgive their minor and major sins. Protect them against the azab of the qabr and the hereafter. Widen their graves, make it gardens of Jannah, and grant them entry into Al-Firdaus, in the closeness to Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. If there are certain goals that you have, certain objectives that you would like to achieve, then to achieve them, recite Surah Rahman. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. The entire surah, 11 times. Surah Ar-Rahman, 11 times. The recitation of this will prove beneficial for achieving whatever objectives that you have. Subhanallah. For blessings in the home, recite Suratul Hujurat. Suratul Hujurat, its recitation is beneficial for blessings in the home. And then you do dam, blow in the home. If you have a garden at home, or if somebody is a farmer, maybe you know a farmer, family or friend, then the recitation of Surah Qaf will bring about an abundance of fruits in one's garden. Whether you have a little garden in the backyard, or you are a subsistence farmer, or you are into commercial farming, intensive farming, large-scale farming, recite Surah Qaf for an abundance in fruits. Allahu Akbar. For protection against punishment in the grave. Azabul Qabri Haqmun. The punishment of the grave is a reality. And those who do not make sincere tawbah before they leave this world, those who are not forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal, they would be going through torments and punishments in the grave. You know, tawbah, repentance, sincere repentance, sachi tawbah, is an enormous blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that opportunity to make sincere tawbah before we leave this world. And may our last words be La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For protection in the qabr, in the grave, recite every night Surah Mulk. Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. The whole Surah Mulk, every night for protection against the punishment of the grave. His Eminence, the great founder of Dawati Islami, Ikamil Wali of Allah Subhanahu, a great scholar of Islam, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas At-Tar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, has included this question in Nek A'mal, pious deeds. This is a system, this is a program for any Muslim out there who wants to change lanes and come onto the right path, who wants to turn their life around and to become a better practicing Muslim. This you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, or you can download it from App Store, Play Store, or DawoodIslami.net. Nek A'mal, pious deeds. One of the questions, it's a self-questionnaire. You're asking yourself several questions every day. Did I do this? Did I do that? Did I make good intentions? Did I perform all my salahs? Did I lie? Did I backbite? Did I respect my parents? Did I obey the traffic rules? And one of them is this. Did you recite Surah Mulk tonight? How wonderful is that? Every night, you are reminding yourself. Subhanallah. So the recitation of Surah Mulk every night, for that person, there will be protection against the punishment of the grave. If you are going through difficulty after difficulty, recite Surah Al-Muzzammil. Surah Al-Muzzammil 11 times. This will help to ease the difficulties, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And here's a wonderful surah to recite for that person who is studying Hifdhul Quran to become a Hafidhul Quran. And maybe they are going through some difficulty, the memory is not very strong, whatever reason it is. So for ease in memorizing the glorious Quran through the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, recite Surah Al-Muddathir. Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. The whole surah. Recite this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of this surah, memorizing the glorious Quran will become easy. And then make dua also. Make dua for easier memorization. If a person has ran away, and you can't find them, for their return, recite Surah Al-Duha. وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. The whole surah. If somebody has run away from home, today we have this phenomenon, and this is mostly in Western settings, but that it has crept into some Muslim families as well, in particular youngsters, that they disagree with their parents and they feel like they don't see eye to eye with their parents don't understand them, maybe don't give them the due respect or hearing, whatever it is, and they want to run away from home. Doesn't solve any problem. It creates further problems. In the Western world, do you know that in one of the Western countries, a survey and research has been done that the homeless children, those who ran away from home, approximately 90% of them come from a fatherless home where the father is absent. The father doesn't have time for them. Maybe the father himself ran away, left all of the responsibility of the children, the care of the mother. What kind of a father is that? What kind of a man is that? Those are your children, your offspring, your branches, your extensions. You will be accountable for that. But 90% approximately of runaway children who are homeless on the streets are there because of fatherless backgrounds. Subhanallah. Get the book, Jannati Zewar, for this information that I've given you and much more as well. And start practicing upon it, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.